This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, or better known as Billy's Boy. And this week we've been discussing the power of the anointing, plugging into the daily power. Daily power, not just when needed, daily power. People, you cannot just have the right spiritual equipment, which is important, or the spiritual knowledge, which is important, but you have to have power. Don't just have a form of godliness, which it talks about in 2 Timothy. You have to operate in a power. And it's time for that anointing. That's what we've been teaching on. Get these the CDs, or get, you know, order them at the very end. I'll tell you how. It's time for the anointing or the power to work for you, no matter what God's called you to do, not just for the ministry, but it can be in athletics, business, whatever, on a level the world's not familiar with, all for His glory, and that's the motive. There was one testimony that I haven't told yet, and it was a young man, a businessman in California, and he said, "Chip, this thing, just, you know, in 3 weeks," he said, "I started operating, you know, I put everything," and he said, I knew God wanted me to operate or open a gourmet popcorn business. And so he opens up this gourmet popcorn business, and all of his money that he poured in there is just draining out. Nobody's getting it. It just looked really bad, and he was praying and doing everything he knew to do. Well, his pastor had heard what had happened through this teaching of mine, because I had lunch with his pastor. And his pastor told him, so he started operating in it. He started saying daily this. Now, when you say it, it releases it. "I am anointed to run a popcorn gourmet business, to sell popcorn on a level the world's not familiar with, all for the glory of God." See, when you say it, it releases it. It's just like even God had to say it when He created the universe. In Genesis 1:3, it says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Now, look, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God moves upon, that's the muscle of God. It's moving, but it's not doing anything. What's it doing? It's waiting. Waiting on what? For God to speak. So is your destiny. So is your calling. Everything that God has inside of you is waiting for you to speak it. And that anointing, when you speak it, it releases the anointing. It releases the power to do it. That's why David had to speak when he was going towards Goliath. He had to speak. It releases the anointing. So the verse dictates or depicts that the Holy Spirit is moving over the face of the waters, and we are given the visual impression that He is ready and aimed and poised to bring the words of creation to pass. "And the earth was formless and empty, yet because the smearing of the Holy Ghost was present, the ability to literally make something out of nothing was there. When God spoke the words, 'Let there be light,' the very muscle of God in the person of the Holy Ghost carried those words from the spiritual realm into the physical realm. The overshadowing of the Holy Ghost gave results to the words of the Father." And He is waiting on your words. Glory to God. It's time to speak it. So this young man started speaking it. "I'm anointed." And so he came up in our meeting and gave his testimony. And he said in 3 weeks, he said, "All of a sudden I got a phone call from an NBA team, and they want me to sponsor them. They got a hold of my popcorn. They're writing me a 6-figure check and a contract, and they're going to put my name and picture every quarter up on every NBA home game." And they said, "You can put anything you want up there." And I said, "Can I put, this is all for the glory of God?" And they said, "Yes, you can put anything you want up there." And now there is a very prominent television person who has a talk show, probably the biggest talk show in the world, and their people are talking to him. His life has changed. He is on a level, but everywhere he goes, he gives it for the glory of God. God's called him to do this. God's called you to do whatever, and it's not just in the ministry. It's whatever God's called you to do. But whatever God's called you to do, do it with the power. Do it on another level that will absolutely shock the world, and that's what will bring the world in. David, you know, David knew about this. And David, what was interesting about David, do you remember when David in the Bible, of course, we all know about David and Goliath. Well, he couldn't have killed Goliath, the lion or the bear, or been the greatest king of Israel or anything unless he was anointed to do it. He couldn't have done it on his own. But if you remember back, Samuel came to their house and he anointed David. And right after he poured the oil on him and anointed him, he couldn't have done it without it. He had to have that power. Well, that power is in you and I. If you're born again, you got it at the new birth. It's in you. And that power came on him, and it said, from that day forward, David was anointed. Anointed to do what? Well, he was anointed to be a king. So you can be anointed to be a leader or a governor. You can be anointed to be the president if you speak it out. You could be anointed to be a representative, a congressman. You could be anointed to be a senator, any of these things. He was anointed to be a king. He was anointed to write the Psalms. You can be anointed to write on a level the world's not familiar with, books, on a level the world's not familiar with, all for the glory of God. You could. He wrote, remember when he played his harp, he was anointed. He was anointed to play music. He was anointed to be the king. We said that. He was anointed to fight. There was times he fought. God told him to fight. He fought the giant. You need to fight the good fight. You need to have anointing on you to do it. You need to have the anointing to run the race. Remember Elijah, the Holy Spirit came upon him. What was that? The anointing, the same power that's in us. And he outran the chariot. He outran the king's horse 32 miles. Now, or 26 miles. Can you imagine somebody outrunning a horse 26 miles is a marathon, and he outruns a horse. He couldn't have done that on his own. Samson couldn't have killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey on his own. The Spirit of God, the power, the anointing that's in us came on him, and he did it. You know, a lot of people have pictures of images of Samson as huge and buff, but I guarantee you when we get to heaven, we're going to see Samson and go, "You're Samson?" Now, God's not going to pick out the biggest, buffest man. That wouldn't give God any glory. So it's going to be kind of funny, I believe, when we see Samson when we get up there. But anyway, going back to David, Saul was seeking to kill David. Remember that in 1 Samuel 24? And instead, David finds Saul in a cave sleeping, and David's men try to convince him, give him what he deserves. David cut off a piece of his robe and regretted it and said, the Lord forbid me, because he is the Lord's anointed. And I will not stretch forth my hand, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. Now, my point is the anointing was well respected, and it was not to be missed with. David respected the anointing. Now, 1 Chronicles 16, David says, the Lord touched not mine anointed. That was the Lord speaking. David wrote the Psalms, but God said, touch not my anointed. Now, there are Christians that are being touched, but God says, touch not my anointed. And now we need to be operating in this anointing on a daily basis. How? By releasing those words, I am anointed. Every time Jesus preached, I am anointed. Every time he taught, I am anointed. Even David, our brother Hagin, said, I am anointed to preach the gospel. Every time he taught, he said that. And now I'm going to share this little speech with you on how important it was to David. Because even David and Goliath, remember that? At the very end of it, he says to Goliath, and the whole earth shall know there is a God in Israel. So he was doing it for the glory of God. He was anointed to do it. And when he first went to that camp and he found out that there was a fight and he found out what the winner was going to get, this is David now. He's delivering meat and cheese, and he comes in there. And they start talking about, well, the winner gets the king's daughter. Well, David's been out there with the sheep. But I believe, because he asked two times, what's the winner get? He made him repeat it. I believe he stepped back and he thought, Lord, you anointed me to be king. This is the open door. This is the opportunity. You've anointed me through your prophet Samuel. I'm anointed to win. I'm anointed to be king. This is a win-win situation. Now, what's the winner get again? He made him tell it. He made him repeat it because he knew that he was equipped with the anointing from God to defeat that giant. And he did it. And he did it for the glory of God, because he said to him, the very last words Goliath's ears heard, and all the earth shall know that there's a God in Israel. I'm telling you, people, this fame, the fame of God still spreads about that story right there about David and Goliath. He was anointed to defeat giants, and so are you. David said this speech to his people. He said he was giving thanks to the Lord, and he said, let the world know about his greatness. And he said, praise him and sing to him and recount his acts and proclaim all the wonders which he has done. He said, rejoice and be glad and full of joy. and seek him continually. This increases the anointing. And remember his covenant for what he has done for you. Remember that God is faithful. This is David speaking. And know this, that no king or no, and I put in no president or government or country or no economic system or no army can harm you because you are my anointed servants and no one will ever hurt you. Now go and declare his glory, do his name so that the whole world can see. It's time that the whole world sees. Amen. It's time to operate in this anointing that God has called us to do. So what has God called you to do? It's time to operate in that anointing. It's time to do it. It doesn't matter. It makes the impossible turn possible. Just like Mary, the angel Gabriel delivered some amazing information to the future mother of Jesus. And he said, behold, you'll conceive a child. And his name will be Jesus. And he shall be great. But she thought, well, that's all good news. But there's one small detail. Virgins don't get pregnant. And so to Mary, this looked like it was an impossible situation. Maybe you have an impossible situation staring you in front of your face. But this is what Gabriel said to her. Now listen very carefully. And the angel Gabriel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you and overtake this situation. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Glory to God. This gave Mary a clear, simple explanation of how the impossible can become possible. The power of the highest shall overshadow you, the power of the anointing. But it's time to start releasing this awesome endowment of heaven's power. And how do we do it? By saying, I am anointed to whatever you do. Play basketball, be a businessman, be a president, whatever. I'm anointed to do it on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. Thank you so much for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This week, it is impossible to get this on one tape. Get the whole week's teaching and even get maybe even get our youth rally that we just finished, because we shared this to 500 youth, and I'm telling you, they're on fire. They're going to change the world. Don't be left out, because you're going to watch them change the world. They're going to operate on a level that the world's not familiar with, and it's all for His glory. And if you're interested, or you're interested in being a partner with us and sharing this message, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, or write at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri. That's P.O. Box 4040, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or check out our website at www.champions4christ. That four is a number four. Champions with an S, number four, dot O-R-G, Christ.org. And call us up. You'll be blessed. And I just thank you so much for this time and this week. And remember, this is Chip Brim saying that it's time to wake up the mighty men. It's time to start operating on a level that the world is not familiar with. And it's time, church, to do it all for the glory of God. This is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.